We're not having a special music this morning. Like I say, when you have a few people out of pocket, and the laptop here does not recognize that it has a driver on it, so you can't. You can't do anything with that. So there we go. We're going to do this, and we're going to do it hopefully as right as God will let us do it this morning, if He'll bless us, and I know He will. And I know it's 12 o'clock. We've done a lot today, but I pray that we'll be out of here with communion and everything by 12:30. How about that? So, and if I'm wrong, you can just leave. So anyway, if it gets 12:30, you just go on. Our scripture this morning comes from Hebrews, the first chapter, verses 1 through 4, and then the second chapter, verses 5 through 12. In the first four verses, God has spoken by His Son. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom He had also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and He sustains all things by His powerful word. When He had made purification for sins, He sat down and at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as such superior to the angels as the name He has inherited. It is an excellent, more excellent than our name. And then verses 5 through 2 of chapter 5 through 12 of chapter 2. Now God did not subject the coming world about which we are speaking to the angels, but someone has testified somewhere. What are human beings that you are mindful of them, or mortals that you care for them? You have made them just a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned them with glory and honor, subjecting all things under their feet. Now, in subjecting all things to them, God left nothing outside their control. As it is, we do not yet see everything in subjection to them. But we do see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, not crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering and death, so that by the grace of our God, He might taste death for everyone. It was fitting that God, through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and my sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. The word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Great and mighty God,